neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland, New York, New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. This is Shannon and this is episode 184 and I got Pete here.
Hey Shannon, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Getting ready. We're getting ready for the July 4th. We're headed up to Polynesia next weekend for July 4th. We will not be hitting the parks. Magic Kingdom, actually, the reservations are sold out, but
yeah.
We actually are going to SeaWorld on Friday. So
oh,
we're
going
to... Yeah, so we'll do SeaWorld and then we'll just chill at the resort on Saturday and watch the fireworks on the beach. And hopefully the weather will be better than last year.
Yeah.
Any big plans for the July 4th weekend?
No, actually, a friend of ours always has a party. One of her daughters was born on July 4th, so her kids are adults, but she still always throws a party and the
nice.
Kids come with their friends and everything. So we'll probably go over there and that's about it. Just
that
enjoy
sounds
the
like
long
fun.
Weekend. Yeah. They have a pool, so that's nice.
Always nice, especially if it's been so hot. So
yeah, we've actually had pretty mild weather so far, but this coming week it's supposed to get, which of course this is for us, supposed to get into the high 80s. So
yeah, I think it's like 95 here right now. So yeah.
Yeah, we've been in the 70s for the last couple of weeks.
Don't rub it in. Don't
been
rub
real
it
nice.
In.
Buffalo's secret weapon is our summer. We got a pretty nice summer here, so.
Okay. Well, before we get started, let's just give a shout out to today's sponsor, and that is DVC Resale Market. So DVC Resale Market, if you're looking to maybe sell your contract for whatever reason, they can help you. Or if you're looking to purchase, whether you're looking for a brand new contract, you're going to get into DVC, or you're looking for a small add-on, you can do that. You can also look around and see what the going rate is. A lot of times I will kind of go on and see what my contract might be worth. It's a good way to kind of give a gauge. And then just figure out, you know, if you want to purchase. And then also if you're looking to learn more about DVC, they have a lot of great resources there. So definitely hit up our friends at DVCResaleMarket.com. And we'll go ahead and start with our first news story, and that is that Lakeshore Lodge pool details have been released. So Disney has released more details about the Lakeshore Lodge swimming area. Aerial photos have shown a large pool and a lazy river in the design. And now we know that this area will be known as the Wetlands. The area is inspired by Pocahontas and especially one line of the song Colors of the Wind, the heron and the otter are my friends. So Heron Shores will be a play area with unique climbing features. Otter Springs will be a splash pad with a small slide for little ones. Daydream River is the name of the lazy river that runs throughout the area. This will be the second resort lazy river on Disney property after Stormalong Bay at Beach Club. And then Lakeshore Lagoon will be the resort's main pool with a zero entry feature and a spiral water slide. The images make it look like it's going to be one of the larger pools, and we're estimating it's going to be about 40 feet wide by 150 feet long at its greatest lengths.
That's pretty big.
Yep. And then finally, on the other side of the resort is the Quiet Pool, the Perspective Pond, which will have a whirlpool spa. And they also mention a historic plaque marking the location of the previous existing river country on this spot. And I think my only disappointment is that I kind of wanted a nod in the name to river country.
Yeah.
But the fact that they are acknowledging it is pretty cool. What do you think?
Yeah, I was hoping they were going to call it river country just for the heck of it. But I think my guess is they were worried about confusing people or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, this looks great. I mean, it's nice seeing a resort with a larger pool complex. I mean, one of my complaints of late has been the size of the pools at the more recent resorts. I think Riviera's pool is a little undersized for the size of the resort. And I think the Poly definitely needed to have a bigger pool that they put in there. That one's
absolutely
way too small. So I was glad to see that they're putting in a good size pool. They're also putting in a quiet pool. I mean, it's a big resort. It's going to need that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a big resort. And then I think what they've probably learned with Riviera is that, you know, just because it's a DVC deluxe resort doesn't mean that it's going to get you. You have to have something that's going to entice entice people to purchase there. And I think that's, you know, what we saw with Riviera. It was great, but the pool being small, it, like the Skyliner was not the sole incentive.
Right.
And it wasn't for a lot of people. I think for this, obviously, location to Magic Kingdom is a boat ride. So you don't necessarily need to take a bus, but the boats can sometimes, if you have little ones with strollers, you might not make the boat. You might have to wait a boat or two because they can only fit so many strollers on. For us, I think it's great.
I hope they're going to add boats or bigger boats.
I agree.
Imagine it's going to share a boat with Fort Wilderness, but like, I mean, this is almost 1,000 rooms.
I don't think it's going to share a boat with, maybe at non-peak times. But I kind of feel like if it's such a large, I can see it not sharing a boat with Fort Wilderness. I don't know.
Maybe you're right. I mean, maybe they'll add some new boats.
Like Polynesian and Grand Floridian share a boat, but they also have the monorail.
Right. And this doesn't. And it's going to have the problem also, of course, bad weather shuts down the boats. Then you got to take a bus. But
yeah, absolutely.
I guess you're right. I could see in the morning and the evening them getting their own boats. We'll see. I mean, doesn't Fort Wilderness, at least part of the time, share with... No, I guess they don't. They have their own boat, right?
Yeah, they have their own boat.
We'll see what they do. I mean, it seems like it's big enough that they could. They definitely should have their own dock, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I'm very excited. This pool looks amazing. Very excited to stay there. And just because it's going to be such a big resort and Saratoga Springs it's like comparable to Saratoga Springs.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be pretty easy to get into.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think, especially once they open up a number of rooms. You know, I mean, initially with any of these DVC resorts, a lot of the rooms are held back in cash. They usually only open like 20% of the resort to DVC members. But of course, early on, there won't be a lot of actual owners, so probably will get your opportunities to get in there for sure.
Right, and we still don't know if it's going to be part of Fort Wilderness, the cabins, right?
Yeah, they have not said if they're going to combine the cabins and this resort. I am 100% certain they will not allow campers to use this pool.
Oh, yeah. I saw people like that on a couple Facebook groups that I belong to, and people were trying, and people were like, no, you're not gonna be able to use it. No, like they're like, oh, but it's so close. And
they are 100% gonna wristband this pool. You're gonna have to show, even to get into the area, you will have to show identification that you are staying at that resort. Now the cabins, they might say if you're staying at the cabins you can use them. I could see that. Well, let me back that up. If you're staying at the cabins as a DVC member.
Exactly.
If you're staying at the cabins on cash, no. But if you're staying as a DVC member, I could see them allowing people to use the pool. I'm not sure how many people would because it's a bit of a trek, but some people might.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll see.
Yep. Time will tell.
Yep. All right. Our second story. Last episode, we talked about permits being filed at the boardwalk to fill some of the empty spaces. And just after we talked about it, Disney Parks blog posted a post about some of the new things going in there. And one thing, in the former Jelly Rolls location, a new entertainment venue called Hurley Burley will be opening. Described as a historic seaside theater with vibrant boardwalk story that spans over a century. This spot will host family-friendly events like trivia and other activities during the day. And at night, the venue will convert to an adults-only with drinks, light bites, and musical entertainment. No mention of dueling pianos, though. Also announced, Basin will be bringing a new retail experience to the boardwalk. Similar to the popular location in Grand Floridian, the shop serves soaps, bath bombs, and various other skin lotions and things. It's expected this will be located in the old Whalen Gallery location. So now we know why it was called Project Bubbles. And then finally, hinted at in the post, but without an official announcement, a new quick service restaurant is also going to be announced later in the summer, likely to be located where Big River Grill is. And now we're wondering, does the name Project Amazon hint at the theming? I don't think so. I don't know. I can't see a like Amazon themed quick service at the boardwalk.
Cafe. The only thing I could think of is Rainforest Cafe.
Right. Yeah. Just that just doesn't fit with boardwalk.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So Are you excited about any of these things?
The venue, not really. I mean, the Hurley Burley, maybe during the day, like where they have, like if they're going to have activities, because we take a resort day and we do a lot of, you know, community hall stuff. The Basin, I'm torn because every time I go in there, I end up spending more money than I need to. And and my 10-year-old son is like addicted now to bath bombs. So I have a very bougie 10-year-old son because of Basin. So, I mean, I love it. It's great. And I love going in there and it's fun going in there, but I always spend way more money than I need to. So, but it'll be nice to have that there because even the Weiland Gallery, nobody really went in there.
No, it never even really occurred to me to walk in there and like look, because like everything there was so expensive. It wasn't like anything I would ever buy.
Yeah.
But I'm sure somebody bought stuff there. But you're right. I never saw anyone actually going in there with how busy the boardwalk is. I'm disappointed in Jelly Roll's being gone. But I do like, I mean, they're calling it a you know, musical entertainment at this venue. So I'm hoping it's still going to be a little bit of nightlife there at the resort. Part of the reason we bought Points at Boardwalk was because of Jelly Rolls, so I'm hoping this will still be like, I'm not expecting to be as good as Jelly Rolls, but if it's something that you can go to and, you know, have fun for an hour or two listening to music, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm actually really looking forward to the quick service restaurant because that's to me the
that's
biggest,
been needed.
Yeah, that's the biggest complaint is that, I mean, Boardwalk Deli is okay, but like unless the weather's nice, You the only place to sit is outside, and if it's like pouring rain or something like that, and
no, but there's also nowhere to get breakfast. Like if you
right.
If you eat anything that's not continental, like not pastries and stuff, which I physically can't because I have celiac disease. There's nowhere to get breakfast, so like the only time we can stay at Boardwalk is this if I'm gonna skip breakfast or we get a one bedroom where I can cook breakfast.
Yeah, because you can go to Trattoria Al Forno there has a table service breakfast, but you can't do that like every day of your trip.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's nice. And I mean, if it's located at Big River Grill, that's not the greatest spot, depending on where your room is. But, you know, it's better than what you got now, which, as I said, is
nothing.
You know, hopefully they'll make it uniquely Boardwalk. And I don't think anyone will complain that there's another quick service there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Definitely needed. And now we have Christmas dates at Walt Disney World. Halfway to the holidays is here, and we have gotten party announcements from the park. So first of all, Jollywood Nights returns again, this time for 15 dates. Of special note, there are 2 dates in January on the 3rd and the 5th. Otherwise, the parties are typically scheduled on Saturdays, Mondays, and Wednesdays in November and December. November 7th to the 28th, and then December 5th, the 23rd. We'll put the dates in the show notes. And then January 3rd and 5th. So that's pretty fun because the 3rd is a Sunday and the 5th is a Tuesday. Yeah. So that's really interesting that they're doing that. I kind of like that idea. I think that's fun.
Yeah, I mean, some people stay till after the holidays, and as you said, it's a little unique. I mean, they take the decorations down pretty quick, but usually it's still, they're still around, and some people, you know, stay after the holidays. So I think that's a nice, it'll be interesting to see if it sells well.
And I mean, I'm looking at the calendar right now, and as I'm talking, there's no school on the 4th because they actually go back to school. My son goes back to school on the 5th. So I'm like, maybe we'll go. Okay, and then guests may enter the party at 5:30 p.m. and the party lasts from 7:30 to 12:30 a.m. So tickets run from $169 to $199 per night. Okay, yeah, probably not going. With a $10 discount for children 3 to 9, DVC members get an additional $10 discount on all nights. Tickets go on sale to resort guests starting July 9th and general public July 16th. Now, these don't sell out. Typically, they don't sell out as fast as they do for the Christmas party. So that could change. But just if you're trying to maybe go to do both, definitely get your Christmas party tickets first. So then and then Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party runs for a total of 25 nights starting Sunday, November 8th. And typically runs Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, including throughout Thanksgiving week. Guests may enter at 4 p.m. and the party lasts from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. Tickets run from $189 to $229 per night with a $10 discount for children 3 to 9. DVC members also get a $10 discount for all nights. and then tickets go on sale. Is it all nights for...
It does seem that's like what they're saying now is this time it's all nights, yeah.
Okay, well, that's a first because before it was like that for Dollywood, but not for the Christmas party. So that is really nice if that's what they're doing. And the tickets go on sale the same time as Dollywood. So neither event has announced anything new or different. So at this point, you pretty much know what to expect from these events. And then one final note, since it's making the rounds on social media, the Gingerbread House at the Grand Floridian is not returning. It has been retired. While very popular, Disney has indicated that many guests at the Grand Floridian complained about the crowds at the resort. So we can chalk this one up to improved guest experience. Another thing is like that Birdcage Bar. I don't know what it is called. There's no way that they could keep that open with the crowds. I liked the Gingerbread House. We went there. We missed it last year. Obviously, it wasn't there, so we did get, you know, missed not seeing it. But it was something. Is it going to ruin my vacation? No, because I see people like, this is ruining my vacation. And it's like, yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. Is it a disappointment? Yes. But with all of this and the buses that they're talking about, I don't know if that's a story, if we've talked about that in the past. No, but
that you can't take the Disney Springs buses without to the resorts without a
without having
your hotel stay or a reservation, right?
I feel like they're really making an emphasis to keep the resorts. I think there was this feeling where like, oh, we want people to come and visit the resorts because then they can maybe see how awesome it is. And then next time when they come, they'll stay here. And I think that was the real enticement to get people to the resorts. Mm-hmm. But I think what they've seen is that the people that do that don't necessarily come to the resorts ever to stay. They go, they use the facilities, they use, you know, whatever and whatever they can use or enjoy it. And then what happens is the crowds become almost unbearable, you know, especially certain times of the year for the people that are paying money.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is the Grand Floridian, the lobby would be like, there'd be this giant line that would wrap around the whole lobby and like...
Yeah.
I asked my wife about it to see if she was upset because I was like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, honestly, like we went there and I didn't think the gingerbread was very good. And I didn't, you know, and it was a really long... I mean, we went late in the season, but it was like... It was kind of like, okay, yeah, it's cute.
And, yeah.
All right, let's move on.
That's kind of how I feel, yeah.
So, you know, it's not, I'd rather see the Wilderness Lodge or Animal Kingdom Lodge at Christmas just because of the decorations at those locations versus Grand Floridian. So, I don't know. I think it had probably, they've been doing it for 25 years, they said.
Yeah.
So I can see where is a big tradition in people's families, but like things change. Sorry.
And then what do you feel about if they are trying to limit, you know, non-resort guests at the resorts, visiting the resorts?
Well, I think the Disney Springs thing is more to keep people from parking.
Yeah, I agree.
And then going to wherever, the Grand Floridian, and then taking the monorail. So, you know, basically to save on parking. And not that I blamed people for doing it at $35 a day to park. I don't know that I personally would have done it to save $35 to like add an hour of travel to your morning. I get why Disney wants to crack down on it. I don't think it's a horrible thing, but, you know, maybe from my point of view as a DVC member, I'm okay with it because I'm at the resort, so I don't need special access to it from outside, you know.
Like I said, we're going to Polynesian for July 4th last year. I mean, the crowds were crazy. We went to quick service at Captain Cook's, and we had to wait an hour and a half to get dinner because there were so many people there. So that's kind of where it's frustrating. The resources that you're paying for, whether through your DVC or just or cash stay, the resources aren't, the amenities aren't as easily accessed because there's so many, you know, non-resort paying guests that are there. So I see both sides. It's kind of like I always say, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yep.
So it's kind of that. But I am curious to see, is this going to be something where they're going to start kind of not encouraging non-resort guests to visit the resorts? Is that going to be the trend? Time will tell.
Yeah. All right. And then we got a couple other light stories. On June 29th, Disney is going to open up Level 99 in the location of the former NBA experience, and before that it was Disney Quest. Disney Parks blog described it as a sprawling playground for adults and teens that features 60-plus life-size mini-games and real-world challenges. This place will test your body and your mind as you dodge axes, crack mind-bending puzzles, and outsmart cleverly designed challenges, all amid an environment filled with bold, colorful art installations. In addition, Disney Springs will be celebrating all summer with Descendants Party and Camp Rock Jam at the Waterside Stage on select dates, celebrating the release of the new Descendants and Camp Rock Disney movies on Disney Channel and Disney Plus this summer. So what do you think of Level 99? This seems like right up your guys' alley with Ryder.
Yeah, and Ryder. Ray. I'm trying to keep Ryder from not seeing this because I really, if we were staying for a longer period of time, we're only staying two nights. And like I said, we're going to go to SeaWorld the day that we arrive. This was kind of like, do we do this the day we arrive or do we go to SeaWorld? Now, we had two tickets that were going to expire in August. So that's the reason why we're going to SeaWorld, because we only had to buy one ticket. But I don't want to have to do this. So I'm trying to keep this from Ryder because he's going to want to go. He's totally going to want to go. But it looks pretty cool. It looks pretty cool. I think they give you like 90 minutes, like the tickets.
I want to say the tickets are like in the 30-some dollar range.
Yeah.
They're not super expensive. I don't know exactly how it works, how you like, do they pick the things for you or what? How do you choose what activities? Because I said, obviously in 90 minutes or whatever, you're not doing 60-some games. But yeah, I mean, what I've seen of it, and I haven't looked at a lot of details of it. Let me put it this way. Big improvement over the NBA experience, which sounded, I'm not a big NBA fan, but I do like sports, but the NBA experience sounded like it didn't sound that different from going to like a sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Where it was mostly like, here's a thing where you can shoot some basketballs, and here's a thing where you can compare your height to Shaquille O'Neal, you know? And it's like, I got to pay for that.
Yeah.
This definitely sounds like more fun, and there's only like, this is the fourth one of these built so far.
Something like that, yeah.
It's been tried in other locations. To me, this should work in Disney Springs. I mean, Disney Quest was pretty successful when it first opened. I mean, eventually it just became kind of archaic, and
yeah,
you could still have fun there, but it felt very dated because they wouldn't maintain it. This should be fun.
Yeah, it looks really be fun. I don't think we're going to end up going there next weekend. If that changes, I will let you know.
Yeah, if anyone goes, post in the
Community chat.
In the community chat, for sure. The My DDC Points community chat on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep Ryder away from watching any YouTube videos about it. So
at least for another week, right?
Yeah, so we have 5 days before I need to make sure he doesn't see it.
Just tell him that the tickets were all sold out.
Yeah. It's just, he knows, he can tell I'm lying.
Oh.
I'm not a good liar. Well, it depends on the lie. Okay, and our last story is that DVC treats for Halloween. DVC will be handing out special keepsake at McKim's Mile House in Magic Kingdom during all Halloween parties this year, as opposed to just a select ones last year. That is a big improvement. Of course, this is the year we're not going to the Halloween party. Giveaway hours are between 6 and 10. No indication of what the item will be. The actual lounge will not be open during those hours. The location is simply being used as a giveaway point. Members save $10 on party tickets as well. In California, DVC owners can visit a special treat stop when attending Oogie Boogie Bash at Disney's California Adventure. Stop by Golden Vine House from 6 to 8 p.m. on party nights for details. A DVC owner eligible for membership extras plus up to 4 guests may participate. I think this is good. I always hated that they only did select nights, and then they also announced it after tickets were sold. Now, tickets have already gone on sale, but this is all night, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
I think this is much better. Now, usually it's not that big of a deal. Hopefully, maybe it'll be a little bit better, but that's kind of, it should be like an all or nothing.
I think last year it was just a bag.
Yeah, it was something.
So I don't expect a lot is all I'll say.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice if I kind of like the idea, you know, that they're doing in California where, it's an extra treat location.
I think that they might do an extra treat location here, or if they do, it'll have candy in it. Right. What I would like is if there was like a special meet and greet or a special character in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect that.
I don't expect that either, but I'm just saying that would be nice.
Yep.
But I do think this is getting it to be for every event is again, this is the year that we're skipping it. Whoever goes to the first couple ones, definitely let us know in our community what it is, because I'm curious. I want to have some FOMO.
Yeah.
Well, that is it for our stories. Anything else we got going on?
We got our upcoming dates updates. Don't forget July 1st and 2nd. If you're at the resorts, you could stop by Atlantic Dance Hall for the 4th of July meet and treat that they're having there. Special snacks and meet and greets. And then upcoming Moonlight Magic dates that are already ticketed. We have Hollywood Studios July 20th, Typhoon Lagoon August 4th and 20th, and then Epcot on September 10th. And then don't forget DVC Welcome Home Weeks are scheduled from July 22nd through August 26th. And the D23 convention scheduled in Anaheim, August 14th to 16th. That's the rundown of the important dates for DVC members.
Okay.
And we still do not know about any kind of fall Moonlight Magic, but the last few years they have been doing something. So I would expect an announcement probably in August sometime, I would think.
Okay. This is weird. I don't really have any trips planned. I just have the one like to Polynesian, but we haven't been to the parks for 2 years, like as a regular park.
I know.
Trip.
I was thinking about that it's like, aren't you getting to a point where you're like kind of missing it?
Yes. But you know, Ryder, it's not like we haven't done parks. We've just done different parks. We've done Universal and we've done the parks here and there. Like looking at that Jollywood, I was like, oh, the Jollywood July 3rd, that I because everything has gotten so complicated and so expensive, mm-hmm. I kind of just see the value in the after hours, you know, we're driving up. I do miss those trips. My niece, my family, my brother and his wife and my niece were there this week. So I've been following along with them, kind of getting my Disney fix there. But I also don't miss the heat and I don't miss trying to snag the lightning lanes. Like the last time I went was when they changed it from Genie Plus to whatever it is now. And I hated the new system. And that's, we haven't been back since. Like, that's how much I hated the new system because it just doesn't work.
Well, you were also
there
like the first or second week with the new system. So it's gotten, I think, a little better, but yeah, it's not.
It's gotten a little better, but for us, it doesn't work because you really have to start the day there. You have to start with the Genie Plus. And the Genie Plus, I knew a lot of people didn't like it either, and that made it work for us, but you could stack and go in the afternoon and be done. Now that doesn't work. Like, you really have to start your day there to really maximize the value.
You do, but to me, like, we've also done it where, like, because we don't go to Magic Kingdom as much as we used to. I mean, we've done everything there so many times. And now that it's just Yolanda and I usually, or even with our daughter who's an adult, a lot of times we'll just do like an afternoon at Magic Kingdom. So I'll just, you know, I just say screw it. And I book the 3 fast passes. And I'm like, oh, if I get another one, who cares? Yeah. You know, and I just accept the $25 is for those 3 rides. And, you know, I said maybe a 4th. Well, I have to say, like, at Epcot, like, when we went in January with our friends, they said they wanted to do Epcot, and it's like, we booked, the only rides you really need it for at Epcot are those Tier 1 rides.
Yeah.
And so, we tried to do what they say to do, which is book one really early, and then, you know, use it, even if it's just like a burner, and then get your second Tier 1 at that point. Well, we did that, we got on the ride at like 9:35, and we still could not get another Tier 1.
Yep.
And it's like, what am I paying for here? I'm paying for the one ride and then Spaceship Earth or something.
Yeah.
Some of these rides can get longer lines, but like most of the time when we go, you can find Spaceship Earth at 15, 20 minutes at some point during the day, you know?
Yeah.
And so it just, I don't know. I don't love it either, but it also doesn't stop me from going.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like I said, and we, Ryder is older and he's more in the Universal, you know, phase. Age now. So, I don't have like ill will towards Disney. I mean, we still want to go, but yeah. we see the value in just going to the resort and spending some time, and then hopefully we'll make it to Aulani next year. The plan was to go this summer and that didn't work out, so maybe next summer, because now I've got a lot of points because we were planning to go this summer. I think next summer, yeah, I'm banked. So I think I've got like 400 because I'll have this year and last year's points. So
I got to tell you, Shannon, I just booked Aulani for January.
Yeah.
Of 2027. Yes.
Nice.
We have with Southwest, we have free companion pass for a year.
Nice.
And, you know, I was talking to Ilana and I was saying, you know what, we should just go to Hawaii and do Aulani, and we'll just go for, you know, I don't have that much vacation time to take like a longer trip, but it's like you go that far, you kind of want to see more than just one island. But I was like, between one flight free and going to stay at a luxury place like that on points, we booked an Ocean View studio. It was still only 25 points a night.
Yeah,
that's not nothing, but like for Hawaii, it's cheap. We're paying whatever, $10 a point basically, so that's like $250 a night at Aulani. Come on, we'll let you know how it is. How's that?
That sounds good. Good.
Hopefully you guys can book it next year too.
Yeah, absolutely. But that is it. So if anybody sees me or my family at Pali next weekend, definitely say hi. And then we will give a shout out to our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for their continued support of the MyDVC Points platform. And with that, I will say see you real soon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.